This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, come and slack, copy the flag. All right, I apologize. I've been a little, digress, or what's the word for it when you, forgot to do something? And I didn't go through my emails for the Dr. Dahlia Show as diligently as I should, and I'm sorry, there's a bunch of you guys that emailed, and again, I was on vacation, and then we had the new year, and then I was constipated, and cut me some slack, Jack, and remember, the Dr. Dahlia Show news team, right, is, like, still not here. They're still hungover from New Year, so just cut me some slack. We'll try to get to as many of your questions as possible. It's easier if you call. I mean, you know, then me going through emails throughout the week, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Ryan writes, my doctor of 20 years is retiring, and he's only in his 50s. Retiring. How are doctors able to retire at that young an age? Aren't doctors losing money during this era of healthcare? He goes, so I need a recommendation for the Dallas area. If you don't mind, go boys. All right, so he's a Dallas fan. Okay, that's good. We're family then. All right, we're family. I don't have a recommendation. I don't know. I don't think any doctor offhand in the Dallas area, so we'll figure it out. Just find somebody who's pro, you know, Cowboys and Zeke and Dak and Amari Cooper, and I'm sure he'll be a good doctor. We doctors that, you know, love football are pretty damn good doctors. There's a lot of similarities between doctors and football, but there's something I want to bring up. I don't like misconceptions. This gets my episiotomy scar to burn. When I hear that people think doctors are rich and doctors have it made and they can retire in their 50s, when I closed my practice a few years back to go and teach, people were saying I retired. I never used that term retired. I thought you use the term retired when you're over 65 and you're gonna, you know, decide to live on Social Security. But I guess the term retired is used more generally and more broad in terms of ending that reign of your career. I never wanted to stop being a doctor, though. But I guess people were using the term that I retired. And they were like, wow, I didn't know you made that much money. I need to work. I'm not in a financial position to retire. I don't think I ever will be. And so I'm wondering if a lot of doctors out there may be spurring this myth because they don't want to say they're sick of the BS or they're burned out or Obamacare ruined medicine or whatever the heck they may be feeling. So instead, the staff just goes, they retired. Now, here's also another thing, too. When you leave a practice, okay, the owners of that practice are really worried that you're going to go somewhere else and take the patients. So you may be looking for your doctor, let's say, okay? So you guys may be like, okay, my doctor's gone. Where is he? Well, that location isn't going to say, oh, he moved to a competing clinic, and you could find him at 555 North Main Street. You know, go transfer your records. They're not going to do that. They're going to say the doctor left or the doctor retired. So you continue to go to that clinic. So, I just kind of want to put that, you know, out there. Now, the problem, though, that really affects you guys don't care if a doctor retires or not or makes money or whatever. That's nothing that really makes you guys lose sleep at night. What's causing you guys to lose sleep is losing your doctor. How come so many of you don't have a family doctor or an internist that you've basically been with for 10, 20 years, like, you know, Ryan here. That's a problem. That's a problem. You know, I mean, I trained in family medicine so I could use my long-term memory, right, and encompass a whole family and go, wait a second, didn't you get the chicken pox late? Or didn't you forget to get the flu shot 1 year and then you did get the flu, and so now you're trying to skip out on it again? That's a fantastic benefit of being a family doctor. I mean, I really got to know my patients. But even I had to close my practice down. I was just talking to somebody about this. It was when Obamacare kicked in, and mind you, I know it helped some people out there, I get that, but for a lot of people's practices, and for a lot of people, the deductible skyrocketed. And when insurance stops paying, and patients don't want to pay, there's no money to keep your doors open. And you can only do so much. We went through our savings, we took out a mortgage, we did as much as possible to keep paying our staff and keep the doors open. Why? So I could work for somebody, or I could leave medicine. Now it stinks, because I got a couple kids, and they're looking at this going, I thought being a doctor was, you know, there was job security, there was some benefits to it. Doctors are out of work. Yeah, yeah. Now, they'll always find jobs, and this isn't for a pity party. I don't need anybody playing a violin, you know, for doctors. But my problem is what sort of healthcare, consistent healthcare, are you guys getting when your doctors keep leaving in droves? And you have to go to places that are run like a mill. And I'm hearing this more and more. People are mad. People are asking me to go back to practice and open up. And I can't promise you that I'll be the same doctor I was 5 years ago. I can't do that. Because if everybody's deductible is still high, and insurance isn't paying, and patients won't pay, because bad credit doesn't seem to be that much of a obstacle now, I'm going to have to see as many patients as possible, or charge cash, or I don't know what I would do. Now, there are big companies out there, and they're paying a lot of money to hire you. But you're not doing medicine your way. You're doing medicine their way. You have to provide medicine their way. So what if you ask about telemedicine and ask about the care with that? I'm going to answer that. I'm actually becoming more and more impressed with telemedicine. I'll tell you more about that. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DR-ELLIE. All I do is speak, but you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at HBExtract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's HBExtract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount and then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product and one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel who's working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Real quickly here, there's been some rumors that Olivia Newton-John, the 70-year-old actress, singer, remember Grease? Very talented lady. Unfortunately, we've been told that her cancer was incurable. She had weeks, not months to live. She was, quote, clinging to life. And there was a gossip site that apparently referred to her battle with breast cancer as such. And I guess the publicist, and I believe the family, has called the rumors hilarious, and you might want to get better sources versus reading tabloids. So apparently we're being told that Olivia Newton-John is doing great. She actually posted a video saying, I just want to say that the rumors of my death have been greatly exaggerated. To quote a very famous quote, Mark Twain, I'm doing great, and I want to wish you all the happiest, healthiest 2019 that's possible. And as you know, she's been dealing with cancer for a third time. She was diagnosed with breast cancer back in 1992. Then in recent years, it spread to her bones. It had, I believe, spread to her shoulder, and then it spread to her back. She's been a huge advocate for breast cancer research. Last year, she was in the news talking about how her husband gives her cannabis oil, and she's been finding amazing relief with that. Metastatic breast cancer is not something to play with. That's tough. But she does look great. She looks healthy. And hopefully she could continue to fight this. That's tough. I remember right after I was on Pawn Stars, there were these rumors that Chum Lee had died. And people were freaking out and they were calling me. And I'm like, not that I know of. The media and rumors can spread really bad. And that's a big problem we have with fake news out there. However, what bothers me just a little bit about this whole story is, remember when Aretha Franklin had been allegedly diagnosed with pancreatic cancer? And I love Aretha. She has so much sass and really knew how to deal with the media. And she stopped that story straight, saying, not true. You know, I'm fine. You know, basically, she stopped. She put an end to any rumors of her having pancreatic cancer. Unfortunately, she did have it, and she died. And so I get a little nervous when rumors are out there and hearing people, you know, say not true, and then later they end up, you know, being true. So hopefully in Olivia Newton-John's case, she's fine. I know there was a lot of concern a few months back when she said she was moving towards marijuana and cannabis to fight some of her symptoms. That made me concerned that she was doing palliative treatment. Palliative treatment is where you concentrate on making a person feel better as opposed to cure. And even though nothing signified that was what was going on, that was just something that kind of, you know, concerned a lot of us when we heard that, you know, she was going to marijuana, even though marijuana can be a great adjunct for pain control and for chemotherapy, nausea, and for a variety of other things that people may suffer with when they suffer with cancer. But, you know, God forbid I ever had stage 4 cancer and regular medications couldn't work, I would definitely be, you know, delving into the, dabbing into a lot of the botany treatments out there. It's just, you know, we're just not getting the data, which we need. So prayers to Olivia Newton-John. Again, I'm a big fan of her. She's 70 years old, third time battling cancer. You know, leave her alone, back off, give her some privacy, all right? Because even if she is, you know, fighting this and has a stage of cancer that we wish she wouldn't have, she still deserves the privacy that she needs. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So, with some of your emails, you've been asking about telemedicine. Telemedicine is huge. I'm hearing that a lot of workplaces are offering telemedicine. It could actually save a lot of money in healthcare. The Amazon idea of, you know what, get your groceries, get your products, get your, you know, get your toiletries and stuff online. It was only a matter of time that medicine would have more and more of a market being online. Now, some of you are confused with how much can be done. A lot more can be done online through telemedicine than you think. Now, true, I can't perform a pap smear, okay, through your computer. I can't. I can't perform a prostate check. However, 99% of a doctor visit is about the talking, the history, the education. I think the 1% of the exam is one of the most 1% out there, depending on what you're coming in for. I mean, I like to feel a rash, right? I like to smell someone's breath. I like to, you know, you use your senses when you examine somebody, and telemedicine could take that part away. But it doesn't take away the history that you're getting. It doesn't take away the education. It doesn't take away the picking up on people's facial expressions. And so there's apparently a lot that could be done and treated with telemedicine. And so I'm studying it because I think it's absolutely fascinating, and it sounds like a lot of you are really benefiting from having access to a physician at the drop of a hat. And the reason why I think this could be really groundbreaking in terms of turning the tides of medicine is a lot of us will not go to the doctor for something because it's too much of a hassle. True. You are still going to you have chest pain. You got to go to a doctor. You got to go to a medical provider. You have an infection that's not getting better. I mean, you know, you have dizziness, memory loss. You're going to have to see a medical provider. Okay? You're going to have to go. But there's a lot of you that go, you know what? These hemorrhoids that are bleeding, I'm just too embarrassed. I can't take off work. I know I need to go get a colonoscopy, but it's just going to be too much money to go to a doctor and then have to show my, and I don't want to show a lot of people my butt. So a lot of you will procrastinate going to see a medical provider. You have blood in the stool. You need to get that addressed immediately. And if telemedicine allows you to feel like you could, you know, spend less money, get a more directed focus on what you have and what's going on, help you avoid some embarrassment. I mean, if somebody called me and said, look, I have blood in the stool. Yes, I would love to examine the rectum and the anus. I think that's important. I'd like to make sure I don't see any masses. I'd like to see if it's a hemorrhoid that does need to be removed or if it's thrombosed. Do I have to surgically remove it? So, yes, there is a huge argument for a physical exam in that. However, if somebody doesn't want a physical exam and they called me, I would probably still tell them practically the same thing I would in a doctor's office. And I would say, look, if you have blood in the stool, we can't assume it's just a hemorrhoid. And even if it is a hemorrhoid, why are you getting hemorrhoids? Why do you have to push? Is it because you have a mass higher? Any blood in the stool needs to be evaluated by a gastroenterologist or a medical provider that could do a sigmoidoscopy or a colonoscopy to look at the area. And then if I have the ability through telemedicine to set that up, I would. So that person who might not have gone to the doctor and waited a few months, telemedicine could save their lives. Somebody could be having heartburn. And they take some Tums and it doesn't work and they don't have a doctor. So they blow it off. They go to bed at night and have a heart attack. Maybe with telemedicine, they're like, you know what? I'm just going to log on, pay the $25, $50, whatever I have to pay, talk to the doctor or have it run through my insurance and see what they think. We'll then ask, well, you know, try to figure out what's going on and say, you know what? I think you need to get that checked out. You have cardiac risk factors. You need to go. So one of you had asked me about a sprained ankle, that you heard that telemedicine could help evaluate a sprained ankle and how. Well, the reason why is we're starting to x-ray less. And you don't always have to have x-rays. And there are certain, I guess, guidelines, the Ottawa ankle rules, that help us doctors decide and medical providers if you need an x-ray. So if you have tenderness over the back 6 centimeters or tip of those malleoluses, those bones that are on the side, the ankle x-ray is indicated. But if you're not tender, that's a good sign. If you have midfoot pain present and there's tenderness over the base of the fifth metatarsal, the fifth toe, the base of it, you might have a fracture. Then we'll do an x-ray. If you can't take 4 steps and not have severe pain, you'll need an x-ray. But if you're able to do all that and you're fine, you may not need an x-ray. So telemedicine has a lot of advantages. 1-877-DOC-TELE.
Haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.
Three people are dead and four injured after gunfire broke out at a Torrance, California bowling alley late Friday night. Torrance police say they're still investigating the incident at the Gable House Bowl. In a video posted by Instagram user LeastroTech, Dana Scott, who was inside the bowling alley when the shooting started, says it began when a fight among a group of women escalated.
We started running to the back of the bowling alley and on the floor and between the lanes and between the cushions and the benches and behind the chairs.
All of the victims were male. A woman in a vegetative state for the past 10 years has given birth at the Hacienda Healthcare Facility in Phoenix. Loved ones of other nursing home residents are now wary.
They have now monitors in the hallways, checking everybody's rooms, making sure there's somebody that shouldn't be in the room, shouldn't be in there. Now they're giving out badges.
Her son lives there. He has muscular dystrophy. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Got an old car? You can donate it, whether it's running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation and save a life. They'll even come and pick it up for free. The United Breast Cancer Foundation has saved hundreds of women's lives through their free or low-cost breast screen exams. But now they need your help. The United Breast Cancer Foundation wants to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And donating your old car, SUV, or truck, whether it's running or not, helps pay for them. Plus, you get a charitable tax deduction. Help the United Breast Cancer Foundation save lives by donating your old car, SUV, or truck. Call now for free pickup. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. Call right now. That number again is 800-280-2144.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. I got to tell you, man, if you guys need to see a good show, you got to see Narcos. Narcos is excellent. I'm just watching the end of Narcos Mexico that season. It's heavy stuff. Very, very heavy stuff. So, I don't know. Pretty good. And yes, I am waiting for Game of Thrones. You know, I look like Khaleesi. So, I do look like Khaleesi. Oh, my gosh, have you seen my hair? I'm, like, super blonde now. Yeah, I look exactly like Khaleesi. Okay, well, you guys are so mean. You know, it's interesting. Two of my students now have called me their mom away from home. And I know I call them, you know, my baby doctors and, you know, I tell them I'm so proud of them, you know, that I'm lactating and things like that. But I
Am I really old enough to be their moms? I mean that kind of is concerning me a little bit. Where they, not big sister, not aunt, but this is the second time I've been called their mom away from home, and I love it. They're my babies, but I'm gonna have to go get some Botox or something. So, Okay, well, we got bigger fish to fry, guys. All right, let's talk about Ebola. Got some news. They say Ebola outbreak in the Congo has now surpassed 600 cases amid more violence. It has reached a new grim milestone. This outbreak began August 1, just weeks after another outbreak had ended. And the total number of probable patients is 608 as of earlier this week, with 368 deaths. They say an additional 29 people who doctors suspect may be sick with Ebola. They're under investigation. The ministry also reported that 207 people have recovered, luckily, from this life-threatening illness. Now, as you guys know, Ebola has fever, severe headache. You can hemorrhage. It's a hemorrhagic fever. Your bodily fluids, including sweat, could transmit it, including semen. Fatality rates have varied. I've heard at one point the morbidity is 90%. In this case, they say, in this outbreak, they say the mortality rate is about 60%. This outbreak is considered, as you know, the second deadliest, because the most deadly was the one that happened in West Africa back in 2014. It started December 2013, went on till 2016, and killed more than 11,000 people. Now, the most affected appear to be some healthcare workers, those who have traveled to the region. There is an American who was providing medical assistance in Congo. He experienced some a possible exposure, so he was transferred to Nebraska Medical Center. He is still being watched. Again, the person's identity is kept, anonymous because, again, we want to protect their identity. Something like that could really hurt your sex life because nobody wants to have sex with you if they think you're going to give them Ebola. So the North Kivu province, which is housing this latest outbreak, includes cities of Beni, Kalunguta, Mabalako, and it remains the epicenter of the outbreak. But you're also seeing some neighboring Ituri province and some other provinces that are nearby. Now, the problem is we have this long-term conflict, which we talked about. 50 armed groups are causing intermittent violence. And the UN Public Health Agency estimates that more than 1 million refugees and internally displaced people are traveling through and out of North Kivu and Ituri. The problem with that is if they were exposed to Ebola and they're trying to escape, right, and they're starting to have symptoms, they're going to hide the symptoms so they could get out, be safe, and now it gets spread. They also have a high number of malaria cases in the region. There was a long-delayed presidential election. It was originally scheduled for 2016. That also presents obstacles to healthcare workers. There was a vote, which was held Sunday, and then it was followed by violent campaign season, conflict, militant groups, a whole bunch of stuff. So now we're being told that there's a Swedish hospital that is investigating the suspected Ebola case. So we're talking about Sweden. The patient is currently in isolation and was first admitted at a hospital in Koping, about 50 miles from Stockholm. Then he was transferred to Uppsala at about 7 a.m. And again, I apologize for any mispronunciation. The patient had been in Burundi for about 3 weeks, and then he returned to Sweden 3 weeks ago. Chief Medical Officer of the Uppsala region had told CNN this. They said they visited mostly urban areas of Burundi, where there isn't thought to be active Ebola, as far as we know. But the patient displayed potential symptoms of Ebola, including vomiting blood upon arrival at the hospital. So, it's only a suspicion. Test results are expected to be released at approximately 6 p.m. local time today. So, we should know soon. Authorities said the emergency room at Enkoping has since closed. Staff who were in contact are also now being watched. But what's so significant about this is they visited an area that wasn't supposed to be known to have Ebola. And then if this person ends up coming down with Ebola, now we have that spread. So, since August, 600 cases is very, very alarming to us medical folk. To a lot of people out there, they may not really be, seeing the gravity of the situation because 11,000 people died a few years back. So 600 people being affected doesn't seem to ring the bells. But I'm telling you right now, as a medical provider,
who has some, you know, background, right, in, you know, epidemiology and viruses and things like that, this could be bad. And you throw that armed conflict in there where you can't quarantine and isolate and watch populations and vaccinate, you have a big problem. So we'll keep you guys posted on that. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. A woman tests positive for hepatitis B after a New Jersey surgical center alerts thousands of possible exposure. Apparently, there were deficiencies in infection control. So a 58-year-old Brooklyn woman, who has asked to remain anonymous, I get that, had undergone shoulder surgery at the Health Plus Surgery Center in August. In December, she was one of the 3,700 patients who received a letter from the Saddlebrook Surgery Center that urged those who underwent a procedure between January 2018 and September 7, 2018, to get tested. Why? They might have been exposed to HIV, hepatitis B, and hepatitis C. So we're looking at thousands of patients because that's a nine-month span. They say an investigation by the New Jersey Department of Health revealed that during this time, there were deficiencies in infection control in both our sterilization, cleaning of instruments, and the injection of medications that may have exposed patients to blood-borne pathogens, like hepatitis B, C, HIV. I would throw syphilis in the mix too, guys. That's according to Betty McCabe, the administrator at the surgery center. She said in an online statement at the time, noting that no illness has been reported. But one of the women underwent testing, and she tested positive. So she is being represented by attorneys. The woman said, "I'm simply at a loss for words," she told Fox News. "Never in a million years did I think having shoulder surgery would affect my life together." She said she was healthy before a procedure. Never had hepatitis B before. So, yep, there is a lawsuit. So, the surgery center did end up closing on September 7th, reopened weeks later on September 28th following the investigation. At the time, new staff was hired, all medical equipment and instruments were properly cleaned and repaired. See, that was one of my biggest worries when I had a medical clinic, is we have policies and procedures, we have management, we hire good staff, but somebody decides to be half-assed. And I ended up, just because I couldn't let go, I ended up doing all the injections myself. I would give the flu shot myself. I just didn't want, when I heard that other clinics were having issues with staff, I just was like, you know what, I'll just do the injections myself. We double did with the cleaning. We would do the 24-hour soak, even longer, plus the autoclaving sterilization. We just didn't want to take any chance. And luckily, nobody got an infection. But you see how they had to hire new staff. If your staff doesn't, you're only as good as your staff. You can be the best doctor, you can have the best surgical center, you can have the best anesthesiologists, best surgeons, you can have the best nurses, you can have the best ancillary staff, but if you have one person who's half-assed, whether they're a doctor, nurse, staff person, etc., it could kill somebody. Well, that's the weakest link. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hey, guys. Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad.
you'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutraMedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutraMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations for referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutraMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.
Doc Adali, 1-877-DOC-DALI. I've been bad because I haven't gotten to a lot of your emails, so we're hitting a lot of your emails today. And of course, we can take your calls at 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Linda wants me to go into detail on how somebody actually gets an STD. Now she describes a lot. Her email's kind of long. But she knows you get it through sex, but how? How do you get an STD through sex? So I get what she's asking. That, you know, if you read up on STDs, there's a variety of STDs out there, right? You know, if you touch an open, you know, sore, If you have sex with somebody who has gonorrhea or chlamydia or syphilis or HIV, you could get it. Okay, but how? How are you getting it? How are some people not getting the STD and some people are? What puts you more at risk? Well, we don't know 100%. Okay? Nobody ever knows 100%. But at the microscopic level, you need to imagine your body as having lots of openings and conduits and etc. Just like your skin. Your skin looks like it's a nice, closed, airtight, watertight barrier. And it is. Your skin is. But it's got pores. And those suckers open up. Enough for you to sweat. Enough for you to have pimples. Enough for you to get whiteheads and blackheads. So you have openings. And so even in the penile area, vaginal area, etc., there are ports that STDs can come through. If you have a cut, that makes it a hell of a lot easier. A hell of a lot easier. Now, also, it could depend on if you currently have another STD. If you currently have another STD, and you have that motility with that bacteria or virus or whatever, that can allow other infections to trojan through. If somebody, let's say, has certain lubrication issues, as she's, let's say, postmenopausal, has vaginal atrophy and she's dry, and she has sex, there can be some micro tears. Not tears enough for you to see and bleed, but micro tears. And so lack of lubrication can put you at risk for an STD. Certain lubricants can. There was actually, I think, an increased risk of bladder infections years ago with non-oxynol 9. A spermicidal. There was a spermicidal jelly that seemed to, that would be on condoms that would allow a bacteria to travel to the urethra easier. See, with bacteria and viruses, it's the right place at the right time for them. And they're always trying. Remember, you think that your job on this earth, right, as human, is to be at the top of the food chain. Right, you know, to eat, okay, to poop, to love, to work, make money, you know, and you have a strong drive to live. You know, your dogs and cats have a strong drive to live. It's hard to tell because they do stupid. I look at my dog, you know, and taking on the cats. I'm like, are you really dumb? You're suicidal. Okay, the cats are going to kick your butt. Leave the cats alone. But they have a drive. But some of the strongest drives out there to live is within a bacteria cell or a virus. And they want to thrive so badly that they know how to hide. They know how to hitch a ride. Remember there was a study that came out a while back. It was, I think, a couple years ago, that the HIV virus may infect a second type of cell, not just the T cell, the inflammatory cell. The HIV virus may infect a second type of cell, a macrophage, which is very responsible for fighting infection. And that HIV may actually hide out, we know, in organs and lay low until it needs to come out. Hepatitis B can do that too. Herpes can do that too. They will lay low. Look at the chickenpox virus, varicella. We get the chickenpox when we're 3 or 5, right? And then it decides to come out when we're 60 years old. Viruses don't live that long unless they know how to propagate themselves. The evolutionary drive to live is beyond our wildest dreams when it comes to the microbes. So if you're like, well, I just don't understand how a chlamydia or a gonorrhea can, you know, get through, they're going to find a way. And it's not just vaginal sex. It's also anal sex, oral sex. In fact, moms could pass chlamydia to their babies. Babies could get then chlamydia into their eye, into their lungs, have pneumonia. And chlamydia and gonorrhea go hand in hand. A lot of times you get both, which is why we always treat for both. Now, it's very interesting. I rarely had a patient with gonorrhea and chlamydia at the same time. They always had one or the other. But we still treat for both, just in case. Because they do. They like to hang out. They like to partner up. Luckily, gonorrhea and chlamydia are bacterial. And we have antibiotics. But it's still, we're starting to have super gonorrhea. I think they were even talking about some super chlamydia. Syphilis. Syphilis is a tough one. Syphilis has been around for centuries. Occurs in stages. You have stage one, stage two. Many times they'll go away. But if you don't treat with penicillin, if you're allergic to penicillin, there are some alternatives, but sometimes we treat the allergy and still give you penicillin. I saw that when somebody progressed to stage three syphilis and ended up having neurosyphilis. Neurosyphilis, it's horrible. Look at also, syphilis can affect the brain, heart, liver, bones, everything. Now, you can get syphilis from a sore or a canker during vaginal, anal, oral sex. There could be a sore on the lip. And you could get syphilis from prolonged kissing. They say syphilis can also be spread to unborn babies, cause stillbirth. So syphilis can spread not only through sex, but through bloodstream. And so it's, again, something that, you know, we were just talking about this. We were talking about this outbreak at that surgical center. And everybody always checks for hepatitis B, C, HIV, which are also, by the way, hepatitis B and C are also sexually transmitted. But they are communicable diseases. Somebody should also check syphilis. Now, herpes. Herpes, you could get skin on skin. And even if somebody doesn't have active sores, they could shed the virus. Either from their vaginal secretions or through semen. But you can also get herpes from skin on skin. Herpes is a brilliant virus. That virus knows how to be with you for life. So it's going to know how to get through a crack of the skin. There's genital herpes, there's oral herpes, and there's skin herpes. There's no way to cure it. Once you have it, you have it. Now, there's ways to minimize exposure. There's ways to, you know, you could take an antiviral. You could have your partner take an antiviral. But again, it's a smart virus. And then HIV. HIV is the most brilliant of the viruses. They attack the CD4 plus and the T cells. These are cells that combat, that fight off infection. So HIV picks the one cell that can fight it. Now, we do have a lot of antiretrovirals. We have retrovirals. We have PrEP. We have medications that could combat certain replication periods of the virus. But you could get it from sharing needles, tattoos, piercing equipment. Piercing, you get your ears pierced. And it wasn't properly sterilized, you could get HIV. Open wounds, sores, cuts. We do not believe you could get it from kissing. But if you have a sore in the mouth, yes, you can. Moms can even spread it to babies through childbirth or even through breast milk. So don't underestimate the HIV virus. Great question, guys. Keep them coming. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Folks, this is very important information. What's to be said about CBD? AncientLifeOil.com. Our CBD is made from hemp and has 0.003 THC, which means this wonderful product won't get you high. No matter what amount you take, what does CBD do for the body? My hands are tied. But you can Google CBD benefits and be astounded. When you're finished reading, you'll want to log on to AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. And purchase. Life is good when you feel good. People are tired of pain. People are asking for non-GMO organic products to help them with, you fill in the blank. Legal in 49 states, and again, our CBD is made from hemp. Ancient Life Oil is about helping people, one by one by one. If you wonder how good the product is, the CEO takes it every day without miss. AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. Have a great day.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.